One of those who will certainly be paying close attention to the election results is WBGO commentator Mildred Antenor.
I remember being a student at IS 320 Junior High School in Brooklyn when my social studies teacher taught us about the Jim Crow era in the 19th and 20th centuries, a rather dark period in American history. Jim Crow laws were rulings that legalized segregation between blacks and whites. For example, blacks and whites were not supposed to eat together at a restaurant. If they did, whites were to be served first, and some sort of partition was to be placed between them. Whites didn't use courtesy titles of respect when referring to blacks. Instead, black people were called by their first names. Black people were not allowed to show that they had any superior knowledge or intelligence over white people. And of course, we can't forget the thousands of black people who were lynched by white mobs during that era. Another very insidious practice of Jim Crow was that of eugenics, which resulted in the involuntary sterilization of over 60,000 people. During this time, the United States experienced intense anti-immigration positions coupled with racism and sexism. And you know what? Although that happened over 100 years ago, it sounds eerily similar to what is going on today at the ICE detention centers, doesn't it? Recently, a whistleblower disclosed that immigration detainees were routinely sent outside the ICE detention center to a gynecologist who performed full hysterectomies on immigrant women of color without their understanding or consent. The whistleblower also said that Homeland Security agents have a long history of forcing immigrants to sign all kinds of documents, from dropping immigration court appeals to submitting to voluntary deportations without having a translator present or fully understanding what they were signing. The doctor, by the way, the doctor in question is Dr. Mahendra Amin, also known as the uterus collector. According to reports, there were over 15 women who were subjected to unnecessary gynecological procedures from Dr. Amin without appropriate consent or knowledge about the plan to sterilize them. The victims later found out about their hysterectomies after the anesthesia wore off. In all but a few cases, after the detainees were sterilized, they were promptly deported. By the way, these are immigrant detainees who have fled horrible cases of persecution, torture, rape, and threats of murder in their home countries, and have fled to the United States in order to save their lives. But let's face it, this country is at a crossroads. We have a presidential election coming up. The future of abortion, voting rights, health care, and climate policy is not certain. At the same time, the U.S. is dealing with a centuries-old racial injustice problem, and we've regressed to Jim Crow, practicing eugenics on poor women of color. I'm Mildred Antenor.
Mildred Antenor is a professor and the author of The Gladioli Are Invisible, a memoir.